So I'll tell you a little bit about Oates, how I ended up here. I started playing violin when I was 5 years old, and my mom wanted me to play it as well as go to swimming lessons and figure skating. And so I did. I started learning classical and I started learning folk music. And somewhere in there was always something just a little bit missing. And then I started improvising in pubs when I was playing Celtic music. And something happened. And I only believed it because other people pointed it out to me as well. Otherwise, I was just going to ignore it. But I go from a tune into an improvisation, and all of a sudden, everybody's head would turn. This is a loud, noisy bar. There was something happening, and I could feel it. And it was getting people's attention. I played with a number of different bands, and somewhere in there I lost my voice. I was a singer before. And I had to intimately familiarize myself with what the violin could do. And somewhere in there, people started, I saw a response. Actually, I went to England, so I'm from Canada. England has a deep folk tradition and people understood instrumental music, and that opened the door for me to believe that there was a potential in a career as an instrumentalist, not just a singer. And what I ended up doing was I started improvising just free form. I started feeling these different things, and as part of my healing for my voice, I went into an energy school in Vancouver, Canada. It's a 3-year program. You learn how to meditate and do integrative energy work, laying on of hands. So basically what that meant as a musician is it helped me to identify the different parts of my body that did the thinking. And I knew that as a musician, and I think a lot of people, before they open up to the spiritual process, are aware of these things as an example of thinking from different parts of your body. It's not what we've always been told. It's not always in our head, for example, or many other things. We start remembering pieces that are more important to us than what we've been told. And so I started experimenting with what is it that captures attention, and all of a sudden I realized, okay, I play a piece on my violin, and in one moment, it's magic. And I go, that's it. A solo violin can be entertaining. It can move you, rather. And then I play the same thing, and it would just fall flat. I just couldn't fit. I was amazed. I had done enough work up to that point to realize that there was something else that was coming through in the sound that was carrying it. And so that is what I'm exploring, and this 2 weeks in India was a culmination of those pieces I've been working together for about 5 years, coming up with these different things, piecing together, and being in this land where people are tuned differently helped me to open up. So a little bit of a background for what I'm working with right now. This is a piece that my band in Seattle, Washington has been working on, and the vocalist hadn't been able to come up with lyrics, and so I just started playing it. Thank you. of remembering and the truth being in us when we're little. I remember her two things. I remember her saying to my teacher, "Don't you have to be able to improvise?" And improvise, of course, means make it up on the spot. "Don't you have to be able to improvise to write a piece?" She says, "No, no." Maybe it didn't register at all. And for me, I couldn't even improvise yet. For me, there was a strong calling that was so important. That was just everything. And around the same time, I was hanging out at a fiddle camp, and these kids would get together, and we'd go and we'd play a fiddle competition. So we'd all play a reel, and a judge would listen on headphones, and you get awarded a place. And I always thought that was crazy. How can you possibly do that? Oh, and so, but what happened was, hanging out afterwards around the fire, I was hanging out with some older guys, and they knew chords. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever. Who strums the violin? And I went to the same teacher and said, "Dan, this is so cool. Like, check this out." "Oh, yeah, yeah." And then I kind of let it go. And then 20 years later, it started seeping into, it was a moment on a sound check, and my bandmate goes, "That's cool. That's great." And I would have totally missed it. It seeped in from somewhere else. And that was the beginning for me of really actually solidifying, I will make this choice, I can make this choice. And that's the biggest thing, is getting through something that is in our mental vision of, no, that's not done, so why would you ever think of it? But if you can cut through that, eventually it did. It only took me most of my life so far. And so now I found that that's very integral to, in order to be a solo violinist. It's all about rhythm. You gotta have rhythm. So yeah, we've come to my last piece, and I hope you enjoyed it. It's been a pleasure. And thank you to Oroville for hosting this show, and also on behalf, I was gonna say on behalf of my classmates, but I'm in a group called Integrative Energy Healing, and it's been a tremendous pleasure to be a part of this environment, working with the villagers. It's been life-changing. So I hope you've enjoyed my first solo concert, and I plan on bringing this a lot further. So here is one more, and the little aunt wants to join me. Better make sure.